Hey everybody, this is Lainey. You haven't heard from me in a while, and I thought this was probably a good time to say hello. I am here. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to be in it with you, and hopefully you're listening. If you've seen my thirst trap photos on Instagram, maybe you're listening. If you've seen me talk about mental health openly and blatantly, maybe you're listening. If you've seen me do stand-up comedy, if you've seen me paint a picture, maybe you're listening. Or maybe you are someone else, and that's fine, but fuck off. So I'm recording this during, I think it's week two of the coronavirus quarantine. This is, what month are we in? April of 2020. So a lot has been going on, and I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about, but I smoke a lot of weed, so I may have forgotten most of them. So I would say bear with me, but you have to anyway, or you turn it off. And that's no concern of mine. It's not like I'm making any money doing anything that I do in my entire life. So not important. Just keep in mind, capitalism is a sham to keep you indebted to the 1%. You know what I'm saying? Just like people with toupees and monocles and brandy. That's that shit I don't like. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is mental health. So you've probably seen a bunch of people talking about mental health during this time. We all have to stay in our houses, and that's impacting people a lot. It impacts your schedule, which is a huge deal when you're thinking about your mental health or just your overall well-being. Working from home can be super difficult, and it's hard not to just lay down all the time or wear pajamas constantly. And here's the thing. That's, you know, when we talk about wellness, that's what we talk about. You know, keep a regular schedule, put on clothes for yourself, take a shower. But I'm here to say, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want. And sometimes there's a reason for you to do that. I get that we should work on our sleep hygiene, stay away from blue screens, and have a normal circadian rhythm, but what if you don't like that and you want to do some other shit? That's my jam. It doesn't fit very well with society. It doesn't make me very good at keeping jobs, but it is a lot of fun. So consider this an advertisement for complete chaos and disarray. If you want to live your life in a slapdash way, just do what I do. This podcast is interesting because when I started, I'm telling you right now, this podcast is interesting. It's interesting. It's very interesting. You believe me or you die. But when I started this podcast, it was from the encouragement of others. With a producer who frankly just screwed me over. And I'm really proud of what I made, but that situation sucked. It sucked balls. So I'm trying something new, and bear with me because I'm not good at editing, and I've got a lot of other shit to do, and I don't really want to edit. Hopefully I'll figure, I might edit it. Maybe I'll find somebody else to edit it. I don't know, but I'm done working with people who want to influence what I'm going to talk about. Because, you know, part of this is about just seeing, throwing shit out there and seeing what works. With any creative project, you know, it's important to have a structural basis, you know, some idea of what you want to make, some idea of why. Or what, you know, what process you want to use, or just, am I making a painting? I'm making a painting. Is the painting of flowers? The painting is of flowers. Is the painting of, a roller skating hot dog? Yes, the painting is of a roller skating hot dog because that's what I want to do right now. And someone somewhere in the world will appreciate it. And if they don't, it doesn't matter because I have a roller skating hot dog and I'll just make a roller skating hamburger tomorrow or a skiing tomato. You know, it's not really important if people connect to your art ultimately because you're making it for you. Now, to argue against myself, sometimes I feel like I have such strong opinions on so many things, but I'm also so ambivalent about them. You know, I'm torn by two conflicting ideas, and I guess that's what comes with having a nuanced perspective of the world, so actually I'm very mature and wise. Side note, ambivalent is a word that I thought meant something different than it does. So right now, think in your head, guess what ambivalent means, and then go look it up, because it's so confusing. It doesn't mean, it means two things pulling you in different directions. You know what I'm saying? Yep, you know. So I just finished saying that the art you make is for you and nobody else, so who gives a fuck if people look at it? However, that being said, one of the most rewarding parts and surprising parts of making anything for me has been connecting with other people through it. Perhaps it shouldn't be surprising because I'm incredibly talented, a genius with a huge IQ and an even bigger dick, but it's amazing to see when you make something, people will look at it. Which is wild. Can you even imagine? You're sitting in your living room right now. You're sitting on your couch. You're sitting on your bed. You are sitting on top of the washing machine because your husband doesn't satisfy your needs. I don't know where the fuck you are, and I don't care. And that's what I want you to take away from this podcast, is that if you feel like I care about you, I don't. And if you think you relate to me, you can go fuck yourself. All right, that's all. Obviously, I'm joking, but sometimes I get a little bit feisty when I'm trying to make friends, so consider this flattery. I'm just trying to flirt with you. Obviously, I'm not in a relationship currently, and I have some practicing to do. But here's the thing, with art, fear holds people back from making it so much of the time, and it's not as difficult as you think. You just have to be willing to suck. You just have to be willing to suck for a while, and you may not even suck, but you probably will, and it's fine. Everybody sucks. However, just the act of making something, you're already ahead of 90% of people, because it's easy to talk about how you want to drink whiskey and write like Ernest Hemingway, or how you want to learn how to paint portraits, or how you could do stand-up comedy, because all your friends say you're funny, and in the frat, you could drink the most number of beers. Great, I have a Tinder notification. Joe sent me a message. I could read it, but who gives a shit about Joe? He's probably a fucking chode of a person. Anyway, the point is that I have so many thoughts on this, but I feel that the mission in my life is to explain to people that it's not that hard to make shit, so just fucking do it. Just make some shit. It doesn't matter what it is. Make some shit, and then eventually you'll make some better shit, and then you'll keep making better shit, because a lot of it is about the process. It's about, does it feel good to, you know, paint this way? And I'm talking about painting a lot because I paint, because I'm basically the Picasso of sex. I'm very hot and beautiful. So I'm my own audience in this podcast. So if I have to take a little break to giggle at my own jokes, then I think that's appropriate. And wherever you are, you need to do something for me. Just like in laughing yoga, I need you to open your mouth and I need you to out loud go, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Look at yourself in the mirror, smile. Ha 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 ha. And I am not kidding. I know that you're thinking about this, you're laughing, but I want you to do it currently. I want you to do it right now. If you're re-listening to this, do it again. I want you to do it. And if you don't do it, then I'm not going to call you again. Because I don't want to be in this kind of relationship that's one-sided. You know what I'm saying? So at least one time this podcast, when I laugh, you go, ha, 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 like laughing yoga, okay? I want you to look terrifying. I want you to sound even worse. And I want you to experience something very unique because I took you there and I said so, and I'm dad. Ha, 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 ha. So in talking about art, I guess maybe because I'm maybe I just feel called to do it, and that's why I'm motivated to do it, and that's why I feel that it's attainable or possible for people. But I think also, and maybe other people have different passions. Maybe their passions are their families, their children, their jobs, their, you know, gardening. But if your passion is your job, I have to be honest, nobody likes you. Unless, I guess, you're like a social worker or a teacher or anything good. So, never mind. Forget what I said. Think about it and then be like, nope, that was wrong. So, I'm open to the possibility that I'm wrong because I'm wrong. I mean, every other sentence probably, but it's about the confidence. It's about telling people, looking them in the eye and saying, you can't tell me nothing. Uh-uh, you know, just like Kanye says, uh-uh, you can't tell me nothing. You have to do it with like some growl. That sounded weird, but I promise you, it's going to be viral in 6 years. My point is that when it comes to art, I think people spend so much of their lives thinking it's a big deal, and it's not. It's not a big deal. You can make a thing at any time, and it doesn't matter if you know how to do it. That's what I think is the most important thing about people learning to make shit. It does not matter if you know how to do it. And in fact, sometimes it helps if you don't. Obviously, if you want to get good at it, if you want to do it in a specific way, if you want to expand techniques, whatever the case may be, then you learn, you expand, you grow, you figure out how to level up your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to get in your bag. That just reminded me of an ex who used to always tell me he was bag chasing, like he was trying to, God, oh, that's going to be a whole nother episode, I guess. I found out, oh boy, I had a string of boyfriends who lied to me about a lot of things, like where they lived and stuff like that. So I think that'll be a very interesting episode. I should write that down. But instead, please just send me an Instagram message and tell me, hey, you should talk about the lying boyfriends. I might forget, but you know, this is how I'm making this. And I guess it's a team effort. Like I said, this has to be a reciprocal relationship. Otherwise, you can go fuck yourself. And I guess that's my motto for this episode is go fuck yourself. All right. Whoa. Every time I record, I wonder if the guy in the apartment below me can hear me blathering to myself, giggling every couple of minutes and yelling things like, go fuck yourself. You can make anything you want. So, I mean, I think I would be very good at being a, you know, self-help motivational speaker, but you know, like with negativity, you know, like fuck that, but you're cool. Like a grandma who chain smokes, you know, somebody who's seen it, who's not afraid to say when stuff sucks, but she still has a lot of cool costume jewelry. And she smells like a lot of perfume. The point that I'm trying to make about art, you can make it even if you don't know how to make it. And that's what it is to be, I guess, having made a lot of different types of things, having always been a writer, having been a stand-up comedian. Now I do, you know, painting, I do block printing, I do a lot of different things. But the reason I do it, I'm not bragging about it. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not telling you this because I want you to look up to me or anything like that. I'm telling you this because it's not hard to start. And what I mean by that is, for example, when I started doing a lot more art, which I had, enjoyed throughout my life, but when I started doing art a lot, I started drawing. I started drawing with markers, and I would post those pictures online, which is probably embarrassing, but I figured that I don't have a good perspective on what I made. It's hard for you to see yourself, your own projects through an objective lens. So if you put it somewhere, or if you share it with people, or if you put it on the internet, sometimes you get people saying, "Hey, I like this." And that helps you to realize maybe not even that you're on the right track, but that what you're making is something. It's a thing. You made a thing. It's like what people feel about babies, but cooler because they go away. But when I started drawing with markers, and then I moved on to, then I started, then I, so I started drawing with markers. I was drawing portraits or little doodles or cartoons, things like that, and I would put them online. Then I saw a video on Instagram of a woman who was a block printer. Block printing is when you take a piece of soft linoleum and you carve it. So essentially, you carve what basically is used as a stamp. So you carve this big picture, you roll ink onto it, and then you press the paper against it and make your print. I think you understand what I'm talking about, but maybe you don't, and in that case, you're an idiot. So go fuck yourself. Maybe I'll lose a lot of listeners right now, but maybe I had none to begin with. So really, time is a flat circle, and everything is nerds. I completely forgot what I was just saying, so I'm going to have to circle back to it. That's one of my fun qualities. I have no idea what I just said, and it's like, is it the weed or is it just my personality? I'm not sure. So, but I was talking about art, and I was talking about how you should make it. Oh, when I started making art, I was drawing with markers. Then I saw a block printer on Instagram, and I thought, that looks cool. I had done it once in like middle school. We had like a lesson in art class. And so I watched what she did on Instagram, and I bought the supplies. I watched a couple videos of her, like inking the block and pressing it out. And I thought, well, that looks cool. I'd like to try it. So I bought the supplies. And then you just do it. And you look at it and it looks like shit. You're like, the first thing I did was try to do portraits of some of my friends, and their faces turned out rough. One of them turned out looking absolutely like a clown, which I thought was kind of fun, but it was like a creepy clown thing, and the vibe didn't really. People didn't really like it, but and the funny thing is, you can spend so much time working on something and trying to get it to look right, and then you print it and you're like, ooh, and you show it to another person and they go, yeah, that's something. And here's the thing, that person's a bitch. No, I'm kidding. That's actually kind of preferable because I'd like to be around people who are honest with me and not you. Just other friends that I have, not you guys. But the point is, I got interested in it. It was cool, so I just kept making stuff. I just kept carving things, and eventually you just figure out how to do it. Sometimes, I would watch little Instagram clips or something. Maybe I watched a couple YouTube videos, but not even a lot of those. So you can pick pick up something and just do it. I started a sewing project this week. I'm doing it wrong. It's shitty, but I'm making it, and I'm gonna be proud of it. It's a teddy bear. It's purple corduroy. It's the ears that I put on it. I guess I was trying to make them look like Mickey Mouse ears now that I look at it in retrospect, which doesn't really make sense for a bear, but instead they look more like, I'm looking at it right now and they look like feet. Actually, if I turn it, if I turn it upside down, the ears look like feet. Oh my God. I guess I could just make this a monster and then the things I initially intended to be the feet could be antlers. That would be kind of cute, like Monsters, Inc. Did you guys ever see that movie? Actually, that movie is incredible. I don't know if I saw Monsters University, but now I would like to and am going to because my dreams are small and achievable, but they bring me joy. I'll put a picture of the teddy bear on my Instagram if you want to see it. I'm calling it a quarantetti, and you can name it Quarantina or something if you want to. I have a lot of time in my house alone, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's really soft. Anyway, okay, I'm putting them down. If you want them, I'm going to send them to somebody, so let me know if you want quarantetti. But the point is, so I started sewing this thing and it looks weird. It looks super weird, but it's a thing and I made it. And that's cool. And he might look disturbing, but he's gonna be unique. He's gonna be my baby. He's gonna be my child. And you can't take that away from me. Even if he's not alive, it doesn't mean that I'm alone for the rest of my life. I've got company. It doesn't have to be moving or talking or eating for it to be part of my life. So when people say to me, "You look like an art teacher, you who smokes pot and has cats," I tell them, "I don't have cats. I have some things that I talk to in my house, but no cats. My apartment won't allow them." And people do tell me that's how I look quite a bit for years. "You look like a high art teacher." Thank you. Don't worry, I don't make the salary of an art teacher, meaning that, because that would be a huge step up for me. I should probably study to be an art teacher, but I am incapable of getting up in the morning or doing what anyone tells me. I really resent it. I just don't think they're doing it the right way, and I feel like I have a better idea. So I guess I'm too special for jobs, and I'll just have to, float by on my charm, personality, good looks, and puss. So far, it's not working, but I'm only 30. It could work yet. The point is, I'm making things, and when I was putting them up on Instagram, it feels weird because I know that some of them suck. And sometimes the errors in your work are, most glaringly obvious to you because you have sat with it, you've tried to perfect it. You've tried to make it look better, closer to your vision. And sometimes you can't see clearly how it turned out. But I think there's a lot of value in putting out, in showing people when you just start trying to make something, because you get encouragement that you don't expect. And that's incredible. Having just one person reach out to you say and say, "Hey, this is cool," is crazy when you just drew something that looks like shit. But it reminds you that maybe you've got something, maybe you can work with it, and maybe you can make something better next time. For God's sake, stop making that bullshit. But it's cool to make things. And so now I do a lot of painting. I started doing pet portraits, which I didn't, think or imagine or hope that I would be doing portraits. But your interests naturally lead you to other interests, and you expand and you grow and you learn. And that's something that I'd like to talk about in the future too, is how I grew perhaps out of comedy. So send me an a DM about that, because I'll forget that I said it again. Anyway, I'm glad that I shared that stuff on social media, because as much as it reveals my level, my novice approach to sketching or sewing or block printing or whatever, it also gave me perspective. I remember one of my close friends, cuts my hair, and I came in for her to give me a haircut. I hadn't seen her in a while, and she said, "I like the art you've been putting on Instagram." And I said, "Thank you." And she said, "It's gotten a lot better." Or I think she said, "You've improved so much." And that blew my fucking mind, because I had not thought of it at all. I was doing things to do them. I was trying things to try them. I was making things to make them. And she pointed it out to me, and I scrolled back in my Instagram and I saw, holy shit, I've gotten better. And I think that inviting other people into your improvement and into your projects is really hard, and it's very vulnerable, but the reward you get is often worth it. So I'm inviting you back into one of my projects. I started this podcast, I don't even know when, probably a couple years ago at this point, and I'm bringing it back. And I'm bringing it back not because I've perfected it, or because I have a new format I want to try out, or because I have a plan. It's definitely not because I have a plan. I don't have a plan. The plan is no plan. The plan is don't look where you're going, but take some drugs. Walk that tightrope. But I'm inviting you in because I think that I don't know. It seems pretty conceited to just talk to people for a while, but now that I don't perform live, I think it's a good way for me to express myself, and it's interesting to learn what other people think of it, and I think it's going to lead me to some pretty impactful stories and thoughts and international stardom, leading to featuring roles opposite Kevin Hart and Eddie Murphy specifically. It's going to be a movie with Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, and me, and we're going to be a gang of thieves, and it's the three of us, and it's just normal, and that's the thing. And we high five a lot, and sometimes we eat cereal for breakfast together. Next, I'll write movie scripts. But I'm doing this again, despite the fact that it's kind of difficult, because I've never had an idea, quote unquote, for a podcast that seemed cohesive enough to make it worth it. I never felt organized about it. I never felt like, I had a specific theme that I could stick to or give the podcast direction. But I think that in a way, I like that, because a lot of making art isn't the finished product, it's the process of getting there. So if I can include even a couple people in figuring out what something is or can be or will be, then I think that'll be pretty fun, which is really all I care about. I don't have any savings or a nice house or a husband or friends, but I do have fun. I'm joking about that last one. I do have friends and a good life, so don't worry about it. But I think I'm I'm done waiting to have the perfect idea. And now I'm just starting. I'm beginning. And we'll see what happens. But a lot of this is just brainstorming. It's talking about what I want to talk about whenever I want to talk about it. And I think eventually that leads me to what I want to be doing. So just, like Frozen says, into the unknown. I'm not going to sing it. It's really annoying when you hear somebody sing it who's not good at singing. But that was a great movie, by the way. So good. Olaf made me laugh. Sometimes they talked about death. That was cool. I cried. Snowman! So, my point is that, like I said, I'm done waiting for the perfect idea or the unifying theme or the reason to, or the topic that you want to advocate for or, examine or research. And now I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, and you'll be here for the ride. So consider this a brainstorm, or consider it a finished product. It doesn't really matter because I'm going to make it either way, and I hope that you'll join me because it's fun. See you soon. Get out there and be a huge bitch this week. All right. Good day. Bye-bye. Love you, Mom. Nice work.